You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am now joined in studio by local artist and legend, Carrie. Carrie, how are you going?
Good, thanks.
That's good. How are you enjoying the sunshine today?
It's awesome. I'm hoping it dries out the ground where I am going to be holding my public art event.
Straight into it. Yes, the public art event, Rope Walk. It's been, it was supposed to happen a few weeks ago, but there was some flooding apparently.
Yeah.
a lot of rain, so that unfortunately put a bit of a back burner on that. For those that listeners that aren't aware, do you want to tell us a bit? Do you want to walk us through Rope Walk?
Sure. Rope Walk sort of developed out. I'm currently doing my Masters of Fine Arts here in Dunedin, and it kind of developed out of my research there, looking at flax industry and rope making. I was particularly interested in knowing that at the time of Cook's arrival, those sailing ships took about 50 kilometres of rope, and that needed to be re-roped every 2 years, so they were very excited to find a fibre in New Zealand, obviously that the Māori were already using, that they could adapt for their needs. So an industry developed in New Zealand that lasted decades, was a huge industry. And we have a historic rope walk building here in Dunedin where they used to make rope. And it's, from the outside, it's visually a very interesting building. It's long and low. And I thought the other thing I'm interested in is what's called participatory art events. So that's where people join in and it becomes a community endeavor, I guess, to make things. And the rope was very much, it's a hand twining technique, so it's a two-ply, and the idea that everyone joins in, it becomes no one person's work, it becomes a communal thing. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, a big shared project.
Yeah.
Very good. So a couple of questions. How do you make rope from flax? And have you found that, because the first public session's already been, or there was the first one that got cancelled?
The first one was the one that got cancelled during our one heaviest rain in 100 years. So. Yeah, so it was going to be out at Bathgate Park, and Bathgate Park turned into a little bit of a pond out there.
Yeah. Less of a bath, more of a pond.
Yeah. Yes, okay. So I've rescheduled some sessions for that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so my second question was going to be, how did you find having people in the community? Was it easy to teach them, but you haven't done it yet? So.
No, no. I have done some workshops with a couple of community groups, which is great. So we've got our first 38 metres of rope made, with the ideal being the length of the building, which is 300 metres, so mm-hmm. there's still a bit to do. And it's interesting. Most people don't find it a difficult technique to pick up. As I said, it's a two-ply technique and twisted. It's quite a universal technique. And I was surprised how many people already knew it. One person knew the technique actually from as a hair braiding technique.
Oh, so, true.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny how things can cross over.
Absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice. And when you say the rope walk building, is it a building that's been dedicated to rope walking, or is it a building with a rope walk in it?
So it gets called a rope walk because the way the rope, the length that the rope used to be made, it was based on how long they could make the rope before they had to splice it. And they literally had machines. It was usually a three-ply technique. And they, machines in the sense of someone still had to walk and pull the equipment along to make, so the three strands twisted and then those three got twisted again to make the final piece of rope. But the mechanism that did that had to be pushed and walked along by people. So that's why it got called a rope walk. And the machinery is still in there, the historic machinery, yeah.
Jeez.
But it's not accessible, unfortunately.
No, I've never heard about it before. I'm surprised we haven't.
A lot of people haven't, yeah. So it's, and as I said, just from the outside, it's a very interesting looking building. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Whereabouts in Dunedin is it?
It's in Bathgate Park, which is South Dunedin. Yeah, yeah. So it runs along almost the entire length of Bathgate Park. So right. It is part of, it's owned, The building itself is owned by and part of the Donaghy's rope making factory. So, yeah. But cool. As I said, it's not currently in use.
No, I would just go in. Well, that explains why you're doing the weaving at the at Bathgate then.
Yes, yeah. So it was the idea of, it's linked to, you know, sustainability and the idea of people coming together and slowing down and doing something with their hands. And it's one of the things I'll also be writing about in my my master's thesis, is that idea of community and the experience of taking time and talking and learning and that hands-on experience. And I'll be looking to, Dunedin Dream Brokerage has supported the event, and we're looking to, late in about 6 weeks, do a pop-up in a shop front in George Street, where we'll be doing some filming of people making the rope with their hands. I'll be working with Chris Schmelz, who's a local musician and photographer. And then we'll be having a film and the rope, and probably still in progress, I would say, at that time, given we have 300 metres to make.
That's definitely going to take a long time. But you wish you could use those machines, but then that would get rid of the whole point of community, wouldn't it? So with the, because this is part of your thesis, what is your thesis on?
It's still developing, to be quite honest, but it started from the idea of immigration, which is the act of leaving rather than the act of arriving. And I was particularly interested at that time of sea travel, when you were unlikely to see someone again once they left, and communication was poor. So I then became very interested in the influence of nautical terminology and things like that, and also the community connection, I guess, that comes into that.
Because I mean, like, with obviously the planes, it's a lot easier to get around the world now, but back
correct.
In the day,
so I mean, some people still don't return home after they leave for a variety of reasons, but the idea of travel and communication is actually the big thing, where you've got the internet, you've got FaceTime, all sorts of ways to stay in communication.
And so that's one aspect of your, you say it's still developing, but have you got any other plans for what else you're going to do for the thesis? Because you've got the rope making, but anything else in the works?
Yeah. I've already developed some pieces around, as I said, nautical terminology, because of this rope making and the flax industry comes in at the time of colonisation that lays over the top of it. And of course, using Harakeke New Zealand flax as a incredibly culturally important fibre, it also positions it very much in Aotearoa New Zealand, and also again layers that colonisation element over top. So a lot of my work and sculptures use Harakeke in them.
Yes, very culturally significant. I remember back when I was in primary school, and we would use Harakeke to do like the little flax flowers and things like that. So that's definitely ingrained in the cultural psyche of New Zealand.
It is a very iconic plant for us, definitely.
So for the pop-ups, for the community days, it's at Bathgate still?
It is, yes.
What dates can people find you?
I have now set them for Saturday the 26th of October and Sunday the 3rd of November. So they're a week apart. And there's two sessions each day from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and then from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. So I do warn people, though, it's one rope, so it's one person at a time. So there has to be a certain generosity to, no matter how into it you are, if someone really wants to have a go, let's... Yeah.
Because the less time you spend on it, the more time other people get to go on it.
Yes, so, yeah. But if no one's there, you can keep going. No problem.
Go ham. Perfect. And after this project's done, what do you think you're going to do next? Just focus on the thesis, or is there more stuff in the works?
There's more stuff in the wind. I've got another community art project I'd really like to do, and which is more explicitly linked to families that leave... or families that have been lost. So that's still being developed. It's always very conscious of if you use people's images that you gain permission and all that. So I'm working through the logistics of protecting that and the people in it. Yeah, so that I enter it in a open and ethical manner. Yeah.
Nice. Very great to hear. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we can actually do this interview because we were supposed to do it earlier, but the rain stopped that. So
it certainly did.
Best of luck for it. It is next week, October 26th, and then November 3rd as well. Make sure you're down to Bathgate to check it out. And I look forward to seeing how it goes.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you. All right, that is an interview with Carrie about Rope Walk. Make sure you go check it out in the next couple of weeks. And next up.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.